Good morning.
Dad, look, it's the B team.
Ah, damn it. Let's get out of here. It's only going to get worse.
You're late.
7:34, it's Brock, it's Hunter. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant, and they're growing. You can start a career today with Specialite. Check them out. Yeah. All right, your topic for today. Sorry, I had that burp building up there, man. Taking in too much air.
Somebody patting you on your back over there? You can burp?
What is the best frozen food? Now, again, this can go multiple ways. You can talk about food that's frozen and you eat it frozen, or frozen food that you heat up in the oven or microwave if you're feeling lazy. So what is the best frozen food, Hunter?
This is such a tough question. Come on.
Yeah. There's so many good ones out there. I'm torn, and I don't want to take yours, but I feel like I'm going to take yours. I mean, I got to say pizza rolls, right?
Pizza rolls. Pizza was going to be my guess. Just pizza in general. Pizza rolls, pizza.
I'm not going to say pizza because frozen pizza, I'm sorry. I don't care how much you church it up with the DiGiorno's and frozen pizza doesn't hold a candle to fresh pizza. All right. Mm-hmm. Pizza rolls, however, my friends, are a totally different story. The first time I had a pizza roll, my life changed for the better. It really did.
I saw the light.
Yeah.
The light in the pizza roll.
Jesus came down and touched me the first time I had a pizza roll.
It was glorious.
Pizza rolls is a good one. See, here's why. I'm trying to think outside of the box here. The pizza box.
Outside of the frozen food box. Very nice. Very nice.
Right. So are we going by, so you going by taste? You got probably by taste. So if I go by taste, then I got to pick something like ice cream or like, like a Snickers ice cream bar. Dude, something that's just you put it in your mouth and
Good answer. Good answer. You know, and they don't get enough love. They don't get enough love, I don't think. You know, so
pizza is fantastic. It's filling. There's a lot of great traits about the pizza. But just initial taste, not saying pizza tastes bad. It's up there. It's a 9.5. But ice cream's got to be a little bit better.
Because you bring up a good point now. Like, if we're looking at frozen foods, like, okay, the government says we're getting rid of one. You have to choose it. We're either getting rid of pizza rolls forever or Choco Tacos. I mean, man. I might have to say keep the Choco Tacos, bro.
You know, it's a tough question. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of scenarios.
We can go down, too. Let's really run the gamut. You got the Hungry Man dinners. Cripes. Okay. You got to get the legit ones. I'm not talking like the little cheap dollar ones. Those are not good.
Right.
Those are not good.
Some of them are. Right.
Also,
come from jail?
Now, yeah, it's a good guy. Oh, this was made by inmate 5467825. You also have things like corn dogs, frozen corn dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cripes.
Can't beat a good frozen corn dog. I think your wife was over a few weeks back and. She found out I had a bag of corn dogs in the fridge. She's like, I'll make you three of them. How many do you want?
Kiki can keep herself. She's a classy lady. She keeps herself pretty well composed. You can take her to a nice restaurant and she's in place. However, she will never turn down deep throat and like three corn dogs. Okay, she won't.
Yeah, to put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, she loves corn dogs. And the longer and the cornier, the better when it comes to corn dogs.
She eats them in slow motion.
It's terrible. She'll take them and just slap them against her face first and then. She loves them that much. I can't help it, man. Oh, that's it. Honey, I'm sorry.
Don't take her to the fair.
We've been banned from multiple fairs in the area, just FYI. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Gun to my head, I am going to say it. I think the best frozen food is pizza rolls. You can make a plate of pizza rolls, and there's never going to be a bad time with those pizza rolls. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to disagree. I can't disagree with it. But I think I'm going to stick with my ice cream.
Okay. Not a bad answer. I knew this was going to be an in-depth conversation. We talked about a lot of important things here, but this one is going to get deep. All right, let's take a quick break.
Everybody hit the bong. We'll be back in about 6 minutes.
Give us a call, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. We're going to get to your answers. What is the best frozen food? We'll be back with more. Stick around.
You can take it out. Hey! The way you move your body, got me.
The way your booty popping got me like
caught up in the morning light. Yeah.
Good morning. 7:47, Brock Hunter, the Plan B morning show. All right, we got to keep her moving here. Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What's the best frozen food? March, by the way, is Frozen Food Month. So,
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. We got some great answers on Facebook. April said pizza rolls, but they got to be deep fried. I don't think I've ever deep fried a pizza roll. That does sound good. Yeah.
It's probably quicker to cook them that way, too.
Mark said Eggos can be perfect, but only with salted butter and real maple syrup. Here's the thing. I agree with you. Eggos are fantastic on the frozen food scale. However, they've gotten worse. The quality's gotten worse.
They have. Yeah. They're basically cardboard now. You can eat it. You don't have to take it out of the box. You just pour syrup on top of the box. Cut it up.
Yeah, might as well.
That's what they taste like.
Back in the day, yes. Eggo, or of course, maybe as a kid, you thought they were great. And then just as an adult, you're like, oh, this is really terrible, actually.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Let's see. Matt said the best frozen food is those cheesy tater sticks from the dollar store. Matt, those will kill you, okay? You should never buy any food from the dollar store. No.
Cheesy tater sticks. I guess I don't know. I've never seen them. Are they like tater tots?
I guess just in a stick form. Either way, the fact of the matter is, let's focus on the fact that Matt is getting food from the dollar store. Look, the dollar store is great for a lot of things, but not for food.
Maybe he's really stoned, Brock.
I guess, man. Cripes.
No.
Let's see. Laura said cinnamon French toast sticks, that or Dove ice cream bars, the raspberry flavor. Ooh. So there, that's two. That's
I don't know about the raspberry flavor, though.
Yeah. Derek said pizza rolls. Gathright said edibles, the ones with drugs in them. All right, Gathright.
The ones with drugs
you
in
know,
them.
You know, the ones with drugs in them.
Right.
God with the
you
edibles.
Know?
Yeah. Brian Reed said anything your mom takes out of the freezer and cooks for dinner. All right.
There you go,
Brian. Bunch of comedians we got on here. Bunch of funny guys.
Got to get one in there. Yep.
Let's see. Michelle said... jalapeno
frozen bananas?
No, not yet. Your wife's. I haven't got your wife's yet. she said the jalapeno cheese balls from Gordon's Food Service. I've never had that.
Ooh,
Gordon's
yeah.
does have some really good frozen food section stuff in there. I like
and you get a lot of it.
I That's, like the pulled you know? Pork that you literally just throw into the oven. Oh, delicious!
Jalapeno cheese balls, though, those are good.
I don't think I've ever had them. Never had them. Nicole said TGI Friday's mozzarella sticks.
It's pretty good.
Those mozzy sticks are good.
It's always like a 2 a.m. snack though at Walgreens. You walk in, it's the only place open. You go to the frozen, it's only one door.
Yeah.
You get a couple things to choose from. All right, TGI Friday's mozzarella sticks.
Perfect.
That's what it's going to be tonight.
Buck said tater tots. More people didn't say tater tots. That's a good one, you know?
Here's the thing. You guys got to do the tater tots, but do it in the air fryer. I'm telling you, there's something about the air fryer that makes them golden brown. Perfect.
You know that effing air fryer.
Not me. It's America. Everybody loves the air fryer. You just don't have one yet.
Once a day, for God, we get it. Why don't you have sex with it already and get it over with?
I have.
I have. And it was hot.
It burnt.
And it burnt. let's see. Brandon said fish sticks. Good answer. Fish sticks. I have not had.
It's been a while.
Pizza rolls. John said pizza rolls.
What do you eat your fish sticks with? Ketchup?
Frozen fish sticks, ketchup. If I got tartar sauce, I'll eat the tuna sauce.
The tuna's the best sauce,
yeah. I do like the cocktail sauce, too, but ketchup, you can't beat ketchup. Mayo sometimes, you make like a nice spicy mayo, like a Chipotle mayo. That's good with it, too. Kiki and I have been doing these, the broccoli cheddar tots. They're a little bit more expensive, but Green Giant makes them,
Good.
They're delicious. They're delicious. Yeah.
God, man, the wife made some broccoli in the crock pot yesterday, and she opened it up midday. Dude, I had to leave. It was so bad.
What, stinky?
Oh, dude, the worst smell I've ever smelled. I like broccoli. I enjoy broccoli, but damn. I was like, close that lid or I'm out.
Getting out of here. I'm surprised Carrie said chicken nuggets, but I'm surprised more people didn't say chicken nuggets.
See, I'm gonna be honest. I like Aldi. You know, you can get a lot of great things at Aldi, but we got some chicken nugs from Aldi, and man.
We're good, huh?
I get it. They're processed, but They're not good.
Well, here's the thing. You got to go into eating chicken nugs knowing that it's not like a premium. It's not like, oh, yes, this is a five-star meal. No, it's chicken nugs.
You got to pay the extra buck and get the actual chicken breast, you know, the breaded breast. You know what I'm saying?
Or Don't pay the extra buck. Pay less and get the dino nugs. That's what you got to get. That's what you got to get.
It's your child. You're in your high school.
Yeah. You have some dino nugs, and now you're living primo existence right here.
Ma, with my dino nugs.
Ma, I want some dino nugs and some crinkle cut fried fries. Ma.
She cut up your hot dogs for you, too.
Damn right. You don't want me choking on them. Come on now. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around.